I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate September 30th. The star Fomalhaut is a bit of a disappointment. Almost two decades ago, astronomers announced the discovery of a giant planet orbiting the star, the first exoplanet actually seen at visible wavelengths of light. Almost from the beginning, though, other astronomers questioned the discovery. And they were right. It wasn't a planet at all, but a big clump of dust, the aftermath of a giant collision. Fomalhaut is about twice as big and heavy as the Sun, and quite a bit brighter. It's encircled by wide bands of dust. Most of the dust is at least 100 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. Fomalhaut is only about one-tenth the age of the Sun. Even so, it's old enough that it should have blown away most of the dust. The fact that the belts are so prominent, especially the outer belt, means that they're being renewed. The most likely source is collisions between large comets or asteroids. As those bodies are destroyed, they spew dust out into space. One estimate says it would take the destruction of 2,000 comets that are 1 kilometer in diameter every day to keep the belts going. The would-be planet was the result of a collision between two even larger objects, briefly creating the illusion of a giant planet around this bright star. Fomalhaut is low in the southeast at nightfall, and climbs across the south later on. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.